You think this is the way it ought to be, and it just is not that way. It happens a lot in life. Sometimes it happens to us as Christians. I think of the example of Jesus going to Simon's house, and of course, here comes the woman, and she's crying with her tears, and she wets Jesus' feet from behind, and she's drying it with her hair. Simon sat there thinking, if this man was really a prophet, he'd know how sinful this woman really is. See, in Simon's eyes, she was the sinner. Jesus looks at Simon and says, Simon, I got something to ask of you. Ask on, Lord. He says, I've entered your house as a guest, and you've not washed my feet or prepared for my feet to be washed. Yet since from the time this woman has entered, she has not ceased to wet my feet with her tears and to wipe them with the hairs of her head. And he tells him a story about who loves the most, the one who's forgiven the most, or the one who's forgiven a little. Simon's able to see it. It's the one who's forgiven the most. But you know, I don't think Simon ever really grasped it. That he was the one who had much to be forgiven. Scripture don't say it, but in my study, I've come to conclude that when you read what we call a parable of the rich man and Lazarus, that rich man just might be Simon. Did you ever think about it? He betrays the same attributes that he did at Jesus coming to his home. Who has someone come to their home and doesn't prepare to clean their feet in their day and time? It's not about others. It's about him. It's not about their perspective. It's about his perspective. He doesn't even worry about if it is him, the rich man with Lazarus, to feed Lazarus the crumbs that falls off the table. That's his attitude. There's a lot of things in Scripture that kind of make us think about how we look at things. And I want you to, in just 2 minutes here or so, listen to what I'm going to read, think about what I'm going to say, and measure your heart to how you look at things. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Jesus, Sermon on the Mount. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? I believe it's David Herron's got us to see this in the past, just how funny of a picture this is. This is almost a cartoon, you know. Here's a guy with a log in his eye, and he's going over to this guy with this little bitty gnat in his eye, and he's saying, here, let me get that gnat out of your eye, you know. And you know what? It would be funny if it wasn't so serious. I'm here to tell you that we fall guilty of that. We read that and we say, yeah, I understand. I know that. But we're guilty. Let me give you an example how easy this is to do. You know, we are blessed to have brethren who have very tender hearts, who can be touched very easily by the Scripture, by the Word of God. Be pricked. Brothers and sisters. And when they're pricked to their heart, they want to make sure their life's right with God. They come, they say, brothers, pray for me. I want my life right with God. And that's as it should be. And if we're not careful, we'll sit back off from a distance and say, yeah, but I don't know, you know. How much does that need to happen? I got a better question for you. Show me a brother or sister who served in the Lord for 20 or 30 or 40 years who has never, never once come before God's people and say, I've done something publicly to bring shame on the church. Never once come before God's people and say, I need your prayers for me. Do you hear what I'm saying? We need to measure our hearts. We need to get them right before God. We need to help each other with all the might that we can muster to serve God, to be faithful to Him, bring Him glory and honor, and help each other in this life to get to heaven. And never do anything to tear or pull each other down, because Satan is on the side cheerleading when that happens. May it never be said of us as a congregation. What about you tonight? Anybody subject to the invitation? Anybody ever done something publicly and brought shame or reproach on the church? Anybody ever think that, boy, I should ask my brothers and sisters to help me with this? Pray for me. Encourage me. See, I think sometimes we think that's weakness. And I guess I'll be kind of generic here, that men are that way especially. They have a hard time admitting fault or wrong. It's like weakness. You know, God's so beautiful, He can take weakness and show you how it's strength. Are you subject to invitation? If you are, won't you come while we stand and while we sing?